Have you tried CTC math yet with your child? Here's a testimonial from another happy homeschool mom. Amber said, "I'm absolutely thrilled with CTC math. It's a rare find that I've used with my children for more than 5 years now. I have 6 children using CTC math, and each child has found it easy to navigate and very applicable. I love seeing them enjoy this math program and grow in their mathematical journey. Thank you so much for all that you are doing in providing quality math lessons for my children. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Thank you so much for joining me again today. And again, as always, I have a great guest on with me, Nancy Manos. She is such a sweet friend of mine. Nancy and I met, I don't know, Nancy, it was a couple years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that we met at a, I don't know, where did we meet? At the HSLDA conference.
That's where we met. Yes.
Oh, yes. That is where we met for the first time. So this was kind of funny. I went to the HSLDA conference, and on that Friday night, I think it was, everybody was going on a kind of field trip to the Museum of the Bible. And I stayed back. I had not been feeling well that week, and I stayed back. And then I messaged on Facebook and said, "Hey, are there any other ladies who are who stayed at the hotel?" And yourself and Tara Bentley had stayed back as well. Yep. And so we got together for dinner that night. And that was the first time I met you. And it was amazing. It was friendship at first sight. And
absolutely was. Yes.
So much fun getting to know you. So welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We've been trying to get you on this podcast for a while now.
It's been a few months we've been chatting.
Yes.
Yeah, finally.
I know.
It work.
I'm so glad that you're with me. Introduce our listeners to your family.
Well, I am a graduated homeschool mom of 2 and a grandma to 2. My grand boys are now 2 and 5, which is parenting is amazing. Grandparenting is next level stuff. And so we homeschooled our girls from preschool through high school. They graduated in 2010 and 2011. And our oldest daughter, Olivia, and her husband are living in Northern California and working for a ministry up there. And we just had such a really neat experience homeschooling. We met a family when my kids were like 1 and 3. They're 20 months apart. And there was something really amazing about this family that it was just, they were unusual because the kids were respectful and they liked being with their parents. And you know, there was just something interesting about them. I liked their family dynamic. And as we got to know them, we caught the vision for family relationship and family discipleship and what homeschooling could be, that it wasn't just teaching academics, although that's a huge part of it, but it really was the relationship. And it was the best, 16 years of my life, all the way through, 12th grade. So
yeah. And you most recently have served on the board of AFI is what you call it, which stands for
Arizona Families for Home Education. So in 2004, my husband James and I were invited to serve on the board of AFI, as board members. And so we served for 13 years together. And then I was hired as the executive director. And I retired last April from, those kind of serving, but I still am passionate about the homeschool community, and I write about homeschooling on my blog and things like that. So, it was a joy to serve at the statewide level. I ran the homeschool convention for 8 years, and just really so neat, the community of people in each state of families that are teaching their kids at home.
Yes. Yeah, it is. We have had the privilege of meeting so many board members across the nation who serve on homeschool boards. We've had many of them, of course, on the podcast with us. We recently had Zan Tyler on the podcast. And and it's just so neat to hear the stories and the reasons behind why so many of you have chosen to do that. And it's just one way that people can be involved in serving the Lord and serving him through the homeschool community. But it really is, kind of one big happy family. I mean, really, the homeschool community across the nation, as scattered as it seems, I should say the Christian homeschool community across the nation, as scattered as it seems, for the most part, people are very like-minded. They really have a passion for family discipleship, for relationships like you talk about with your children, and for just that burden of having our kids home with us and being able to teach them our values and the things that the Lord has in, you know, the Lord has entrusted our children to us. And yes. So the things that he puts on our heart to be able to teach to them, it's really an amazing group of people. So I am so grateful for the years that you have served and gone before me and others and been that Titus II woman. Today, it's so funny, as I was thinking through what we would talk about today, and we've told this to our audience before, a lot of times when we have people come on the podcast who are speakers at conventions and things like that, you all have kind of a list of different topics that you can talk about. And so I was looking through your topics and I really struggled. I was like, I don't know which one to choose because there are so many good ones. And so two of them jumped out at me and we're going to actually have you on twice.
Awesome.
But the first one that jumped out at me was called The Price is Right. And I'll tell you why. Because did you know that I was a contestant on The Price is Right?
No way.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Really? Yeah, it is.
So, well, because, you know, we're from Los Angeles. And
okay, that's right.
So when Brooklyn was about a year, she was almost a year old, and it was maybe a month before she turned a year old. This is going to kind of date her, I guess, a little bit. This was back when Bob Barker was still the host. I know. Yeah. It seems like forever ago, but I was part of the MOPS group at our church that we were attending. And so our MOPS group went to The Price is Right. And we all had on these hot pink MOPS t-shirts.
Sure.
And, you know, typically when they choose someone from a big group, it's the one person who has been kind of, who kind of sets themselves apart. Well, I had like studied this. I had figured out, actually, this was, I think, my third or fourth time going to the taping of A Price is Right, because it was not that far from us. I mean, it was only like an hour from where we lived. So I had been other times with friends and family and stuff. And I kind of figured out their formula of how they choose people. And so, you know, not that there's any guarantee, but what I did was I got this big button. I mean, it was huge, of Brooklyn's face as a baby, because she was a really cute baby. She's still a really cute girl, but she was an adorable baby. And so I got this big button and I put it right on the front of my shirt. And then my mother-in-law, the story gets better. My mother-in-law had been a contestant on The Price is Right when my husband, I know, right? When my husband was, I think, like a year or 2 years old. And so I don't know if you even know how the whole process, okay, this podcast is not about The Price is Right. But anyway, they kind of interview everybody 10 at a time. And the director sits in a director's chair and he's got, you know, two people standing on either side of him. And then like you just go down the row. 10 at a time, and you have literally like 30 seconds to sell yourself. And so I remember I had my button on and I said, my mother-in-law was a contestant on The Price is Right. You know, I guess that would have been, you know, 30 something years ago. And I really want to carry on the family tradition. And that's what got me on the show. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
it was fun. I love it.
Though I will say, my disclaimer is I did not actually get on stage. So I was the second to the last one called. It was the Yvette Hampton, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. And I turned and looked at my friend. I said, that's my name. And she laughed at me. She's like, yes, it is. You better go up there to contestants row. So I ran up there, you know, screaming. But I only had two prizes to bid on. But I got hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. And it was great fun. And it was terrifying to have cameras in your face and Bob Barker standing in front of me going, can I please have your bid, Yvette? I was like, I don't know. Anyway, it was lots of fun. But
that is awesome.
I know. It was, though, I will say, I no longer advocate for The Price is Right. I do not watch the show anymore, and I do not ever recommend that other people watch the show, because sometime within the last year, they actually gave a very large amount of money to Planned Parenthood and had this
so
big,
sad.
It's so sad, and they had this big celebration show about it. And it was a total mess and they've gone completely off the rails. So the old Bob Barker Price is Right was really fun. The new one, not so much. I actually don't recommend that people watch it anymore. And I do not watch it myself. So anyway, that being said, where we're actually going with this podcast is the price of homeschooling. And I know that for so many of us, homeschooling comes at a great cost. I mean, it really does. And it comes at a cost in many different areas of life. And so, Nancy, I would love for you to kind of dig into this. And I mean, like, why, you know, I love that you titled this The Price is Right. But let's talk about the cost of homeschooling. But first, we're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
Learning to write well in order to effectively communicate ideas can be a challenge for many students. Equipping teachers and teaching parents with methods and materials which will aid them in training their students to become confident and competent communicators and thinkers is key. The Institute for Excellence in Writing is an organization dedicated to training, mentoring, and providing a model for teachers in a clear, sequential, and effective method of teaching writing that reinforces history, science, literature, and other content areas.
Our methodology begins with dictated content. So rather than saying to a child, here, think of something and learn to write, we actually give them the content, and through our 9 units, gradually wean them from dictated content to that blank page.
Through the process of learning to write well, students learn how to think clearly and to express themselves eloquently and persuasively. For more information or to order the program, visit IEW.com.
We are back with Nancy Manos, and we're talking about the price of homeschooling. So Nancy, I would love for you to talk about this and kind of what, as through your years of homeschooling, what does that look like for, what did it look like for you? And what does that look like for a lot of families today?
Sure. Well, I love that you shared the story about you getting on The Price is Right. That was what the idea of that game show is, how I teach this workshop when I teach it in person. We actually do some pricing games just because we should have fun and I love giving out prizes. They're nothing like what you would get on the show, but, you know, candy bars, some office supplies, some school supplies. But the whole point of it is to share that there is a cost to homeschooling, and it isn't just the money that you spend to buy curriculum. It's the time you invest. Mm-hmm. It's the sacrifice, you know, for a season of time. And it's not to say you can never do anything outside of homeschooling, because we do, lots of people do. I volunteered at church. I volunteered with AFI. You know, we did lots of things, but the highest, the most important thing I invested my time in was my children and their education. And it is a season. And it's okay that there's a sacrifice, and that, you know, that there is a price that we pay. You know, it's time, it's energy, it's resources, it's denying myself for some seasons. You know, but there's also so many rewards. And so that's really the point of this message, is that we sacrifice a lot, but we're sowing seeds that reap a harvest well beyond our lives and beyond our children's lives even. And so what we invest in their education, in raising them up to know the Lord, you know, there is a great reward for that. And so that's kind of the heart of this, is just that it is an investment. It's not like you decide to homeschool and you pay for a program or you buy a curriculum and then it just happens. There's work involved.
Yeah.
And a lot of daily work. And a lot of, sometimes I think, kind of dying to self, yep. You know, the selfishness in us that really, I don't feel like doing something today, or I don't, whatever, you know, where we have to do the right thing, whether our flesh feels like it or not. And the bigger investment there is that we're modeling it for our children. Like, we're teaching them how to live a life where we're following the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, that our flesh might want to react when something hard happens, you know, whether it's conflict in a home, you know, relationship with, between family members, or something external that's happening, how we respond, our kids are watching that. And so to me, like, the investment that we're making is really in raising future adults, in raising people who love the Lord. And they get to, you know, we're unfolding the gifts that are in our kids so that they can become who God's created them to be. He has a purpose and a plan for them.
Yep.
And so it's like, that's our job, is to just kind of unfold what he's put in there and help nurture and develop that. And it's not easy, but it's rewarding.
It really is. You know, I love that you talk about it being a sacrifice, because we never, ever, ever on this podcast want to make it seem like homeschooling is easy. It's such a breeze. I'm so good at this homeschool thing. I get up every morning with a smile on my face. My kids get up every morning with a smile on their face, and we just go about our day and everything falls into place perfectly. And, you know, they know all the things they need to know, and there's never complaining or whining or crying. That's not real life, that,
nope,
for anyone that I know. And it's hard. It is really hard sometimes. Some days are harder than others. Some days are a whole lot more joyful than others. Sure. But anything worth doing is hard. Sometimes marriage is really hard, but it's worth it. It's worth the work that you put into it. Parenting, you know, homeschooling is really a whole lot about parenting. I mean, it's mostly about parenting. And parenting is hard. And some seasons are harder than others. But there is so much reward in making that sacrifice to be able to have our kids home with us and being able to be the ones to disciple them and train them up. So let's talk kind of about the how you would define the Price is Right. You know, how would you define that sacrifice and what that looks like for families today?
Oh, that's a really good question. So I always like to, whenever I'm doing a talk like this, I always love to get out my dictionary and look up what words mean. And so when you're talking about, you know, price, there's a cost you must pay to obtain something. Mm-hmm. And if you go buy something, you have to pay money. You know, if you're trying to invest in your children, you have to pay, there's a price to be paid, time, energy, resources, all the things that we've talked about. But there's a value that comes with that cost, the mm-hmm. price that you pay. And to me, like, I always wanted to, know my why. I think it's really important to have that core value. Like, why am I choosing to homeschool? Because if you don't know that, you're not going to stay the course.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's really easy to be knocked off course when things are challenging or hard or whatever. But for me, I wanted to raise my kids to know, first of all, that they would know and love the Lord, that they would have a hard work ethic, that they would be, you know, living the life that he prepared for them, the purposes that he, you know, placed in them. And, you know, so when I had a goal in mind, you know, when I could see why we were doing this, then the daily was a little easier.
Yeah.
Not to say that it's easy, you know, but you know, you're working towards something. And so it's totally worth it. And of course, there's so many blessings. I think people really feel like their kids are going to miss out or you're going to miss out because they're with you all the time and you don't have time to yourself. First of all, take time when you can. But you know what? There's something about giving to your children that helps you grow as a person. Like, I feel like I'm such a better human being because I walked out things that I was trying to teach my children.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't be grumpy and cranky and, you know, impatient and unorganized if I was trying to teach them to be the opposite of those things.
Right.
And so God really cultivated character in me as I raised my kids. But kind of looking at the end, you know, say you have little ones right now. Ask yourself, like, what do you want when your last one graduates? How do you want to look back on your homeschool experience? What do you want to see when you look back? Do you want to see a whole bunch of disappointment and missed expectations and, gosh, I wish I could have? Well, if you think about that today, you can make decisions today and invest yourself today in a way that will give you that result at the end where you can look back and go, I screwed up plenty, but, you know, my kids turned out great and we had a great experience and our relationships were good. If that makes sense.
Sure. It absolutely does. And it's such goal setting is so important when it comes to homeschooling and again, every part of life, you know, when it comes to homeschooling, when it comes to parenting, when it comes to marriage, if you don't know where you're going, it's really hard to stay the course. I love that you talk about knowing your why. We talk a lot about that on the podcast because you hit it right on the nail. If people don't know their why, it's so easy to give up. And oftentimes that why has to change because today a lot of people are homeschooling because they've been forced into homeschooling because of COVID. And so that might be their why. You know, our why when we first started was really out of fear of sending our daughter to public school, but we didn't yet have that conviction of, I mean, we had a conviction of family discipleship, but we didn't quite understand how homeschooling played into all of that. And so once we really understood that and our eyes were opened, that became our why. And so what your why is today may not be what your why is tomorrow. However, if you have your goals set in front of you, that will help direct your why and why you're doing this or why you should continue to do this. I was actually talking with a mom at co-op the other day, and she's a COVID homeschooler, and she's just like, it's so much better than I expected. And she's enjoying the time with her kids, and it's just so much more than she ever thought it could be. And so now she's like, I think I might actually stick with this, you know, and praise God for that. I mean, of all the things that have come out of this COVID mess, praise God for those parents who have, you know, by mistake, if you will, brought their kids home. And it wasn't by God's mistake. I mean, this is all part of His perfect plan for their family. But it's been really exciting to see parents for the first time open their eyes and go, oh, wow, yeah, I can do this. And now I've proven to myself that I can. So we are out of time for this episode, but we're going to come back on Wednesday and continue talking about this and about the price of homeschooling and why it is worth everything that we put into our kids. Nancy, you mentioned at the beginning that you have a blog. What is your blog? Where can people find out more about you?
Oh, it's easy, nancymanos.com. I've actually just had my website redesigned, so I'm in the process of getting my content added back up there. But that's where I write, nancymanos.com.
Okay, sounds great. We'll put that link in the show notes, and you guys visit Nancy. She's got tons of great resources and encouragement on there. We will be back on Wednesday with the rest of this conversation. We'll see you then. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.